It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
Well, just a few days after the collapse of the First Republic Bank, the Federal Reserve increased rates by another quarter percentage point today. Over the past 2 months, several large banks have gone under, creating fear of a coming recession, turmoil in the financial industry. So set all that aside, and let's just talk about what's the plan? Where are we? What's the reality? But what's the Federal Reserve's plan? Are the Fed's actions helping or hurting the U.S. economy? Is it helping or hurting in terms of the turmoil that this is creating? And someone who knows his way around that, Jonathan Bidlack, of course, is director of the governance program at the R Street Institute, had a great piece talking about do the feds know what they're doing? What are they doing? And what should we glean from what they have done and what they haven't done? Jonathan, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Boyd.
All right. So for our listeners who aren't following this blow by blow, just give us a sense as you look at it. Obviously, First Republic Bank looks like the next piece of the puzzle. But kind of walk us through what is it that's been going on and what is it that the Fed has been doing or hasn't been doing? And is it helpful or hurtful?
Sure. Well, I mean, I'm sure some of your listeners have heard about the obviously there are now three significant banks that have gone under. Silicon Valley Bank was sort of the first big domino, if you will. And then there was Signature Bank in New York and now First Republic. So these are all pretty decent size. The Silicon Valley Bank, for example, for context, was 16th biggest in the country. Mm-hmm. It's important, I think, to have a little bit of context here, too, that it's not just, maybe the banking industry where we've seen some of these issues. I mean, Bed Bath & Beyond, of course, went and announced their bankruptcy last week. And and we've seen a lot of layoffs and sort of scaling back in the tech community and, startups obviously struggling. So there's sort of a broader phenomenon going on here. And, it's the other part, I think, that is not necessarily connected or people don't necessarily make the connection is that, the Fed has been raising interest rates for a long time now in response to inflation that's proven to be more persistent than was originally perhaps expected. And so in many ways, what we're seeing right now is, these banks in particular had things about them that made them perhaps more prone to going under. Their balance sheets, for example, had a lot of interest rate risk. And so as the Fed, essentially raised interest rates, it made some of these, these various ventures, both the banks and companies like BB and Beyond, that were able to kind of be propped up or look more profitable than they were when interest rates were low. Now you sort of pulled away the curtain and realized, oh, they actually weren't in as good shape as we thought. And so that's, I think, a big part of what's going on right here, is that it's a natural consequence of the actions that the Federal Reserve has been taking over the last, year to year and a half now.
Yeah. And so as you look at that component to it, obviously the rising interest rate, again, people can say, okay, was that, tap on the brakes? Was it this? Was it that? And then you also have just kind of the enforcement portion of this from the Federal Reserve in terms of regulators and how they have responded. Again, helpful, hurtful? Where do we go next?
Yeah, I mean, I think, whenever this kind of thing happens, there's definitely a contingent of people who look and say, oh, we had too little regulation. And that was that's sort of the answer. I mean, the Federal Reserve last week, and actually FDIC as well, each put out reports, one on Silicon Valley Bank and one on Signature, where they sort of blame themselves for being too, light touch, if you will. I think the thing here, though, is that, to me, I mean, I read those reports and I thought, there's a little bit of a misunderstanding of what happens when you raise interest rates. I mean, you know, in many ways, right, this is kind of the natural consequence of you know, the Fed's actions. I mean, how do you slow growth to slow down inflation? Well, I mean, by raising interest rates, you make some you know, things that were previously profitable no longer profitable. And so there are going to be not just banks, but, you know, other sort of private sector companies that, you know, are going to see their profits not being sort of as lucrative as in the past. And in many cases, they won't be able to survive. And, you know, we saw this going back in 2007, 2008, when we had, you know, Bear Stearns and Lehman, for example. I mean, you know, the Fed had been raising interest rates prior to that. And so, you know, my feeling is that there's a little bit of an inconsistency and almost a misunderstanding of what they're doing. I mean, it's almost like they think that they can, you know, raise interest rates to cool down the economy, but you're not going to have any companies that go under as a result of those actions. And you kind of can't have your cake and eat it too in that way.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, and I think that's so important. There are always consequences, and there are things that happen as a result of some action. And so as you look at it, I think on one hand, we have to say, okay, if the Fed is surprised that this is what's going on, then that's almost more disconcerting to me than anything. Like, nobody really should have been surprised.
Yeah, I don't know if, I mean, again, I don't necessarily mean to speak for them per se, but I think that, you know, the idea that you know, simultaneously we're going to go and protect all businesses at the same time as slowing down growth, I just think is not realistic. I mean, you know, obviously they're aiming for, you know, a so-called soft landing. And, you know, by that they mean that they don't want, you know, businesses to go under or to have growth slow too much. But the reality is that, look, I mean, you know, economies are complicated. There's no, you know, one person or entity or institution that can perfectly go and control what happens in the broader economy. You know, it's not like the Fed has some sort of perfect lever where if we just pull it this much, it's going to do exactly what we want. And I think that sometimes, you know, experts in particular fall prey to that sort of, you know, what's been called the fatal conceit, and in thinking that they can basically go and sort of, you know, dictate the direction of the economy exactly in the way that they want. And, you know, some of these banking failures and other failures that we've seen in recent weeks and months, I think, again, are a natural consequence of the actions that they've been taking. And I should add one more point, which is that, you know, my personal view is that the actions of the Fed and raising interest rates was actually very necessary. I mean, you know, inflation was obviously much stronger than people expected. It was much more persistent. And the appropriate response of the Federal Reserve is to raise interest rates. And if anything, they were actually too slow. Too slow to the draw. But again, you can't kind of do that and then also think, well, now we're going to step in and try to go and save all these banks, or be sort of surprised again, or whatever you want to call it, you know, that when these types of outcomes occur.
Yeah, and I think that's so vital. And then, of course, in the context of all the other conversations that should be happening in Washington as it relates to debt ceiling and deficit spending, I do think one of the other components to all of this, as those interest rates rise and yet the administration and the government continues to put kind of this expansive policy in terms of spending, again, it just seems like there's got to be somebody who's got to figure, there's got to be one more lever in that building somewhere that we can calibrate just a little bit different to try to get this thing balanced.
That's just it. You know, there's this incongruence between, you know, the Fed sort of engaging in very tight monetary policy to try to slow down the economy. And then you have, you know, fiscal policy from the Biden administration, where we're basically continuing to spend really aggressively. And all that does is heats up the economy. And so we have this weird kind of situation where, you know, monetary policy and fiscal policy are at odds with one another. And so, you know, that, again, it's just counterproductive, and it's another example of just what I would say is bordering sometimes on incoherence in terms of how policymakers are responding to economic realities.
Yeah, that's great. We've decided we're inviting all of them to Utah. We're going to have a kitchen table conversation about all of this. And Jonathan, I'm going to have you come help facilitate the conversation when we do that. I think we can solve it. I think we can fix it. Jonathan Vidlak's a director.
I'd love to.
Okay. All right. We'll book your ticket. Jonathan Vidlak's a director of the governance program at the R Street Institute. Jonathan, appreciate you joining us today as always.
Yeah, thanks again.
All right, we'll step aside for a quick break. So much to get to in that, and we just have to look at the realities. You just can't think you can do all of these things with the dollars and cents and have it make any sense. It just doesn't add up in the end. All right, we're going to talk about the Supreme Court coming up next. Stick around. More Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.